This data lead getting a readmission history and physical patient name Sneed, SNEADLCELSIE, date of birth 10/27/1949. History of present illness, this is 73-year-old female. She was admitted to the Future Care Sandtown because she has a left foot stump, osteomyelitis. She was on IV ritapenem and minocycline. While in the rehab unit, she was monitored, but she was noted to have witnessed seizure. Ambulance was called and patient was transferred to the St. Agnes Hospital. Patient was given two doses of Versed, V-E-R-C-E-D, by the paramedics, and also D50 glucose. Patient arrived to the emergency room. CT head was negative. No leukocytosis. Most likely cause of seizure was reported to be hypoglycemia. Patient has a history of seizure, EEG negative. Neurology consulted, started Keppra because of previous history of seizure. Hypoglycemia was reported, and that was due to insulin. Patient was given D5 normal saline initially. Subsequently, that was DC'd, and she was taken off Lantus. Sliding scale was continued. Diabetes was monitored. Osteomyelitis patient were reported to have calcaneus and talus bone involved and has a wound back. She has been on double antibiotic. However, medication sheet, as per nursing homes, she was on doxycycline and minocycline as recommended by infectious disease. Patient was monitored at the St. Agnes Hospital. She has a known coronary artery disease, CHF, AICD placement, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction 25% to 30%, and AFib. But in the hospital, she was on sinus rhythm as reported. Has been on a pixie band for that, CKD, peripheral vascular disease, COPD. And after stabilization, patient was sent back to the nursing rehab. Past medical history, today when I saw the patient, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, hypertension, number three, cardiomyopathy, status post AICD, history of coronary artery disease, status post stent, CVA, AFib, on-allocus, CKD, peripheral vascular disease, osteomyelitis of left foot stump, STUMP being followed by podiatry, seizure disorder, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, fungal infection of the skin, ambulatory dysfunction, medication upon discharge, apixaban 2.5 mg BID, Bumex 1 mg daily, Coreg 3.125 mg BID, Irritapan 1 gram IV daily till 7/25/2023, and fluticasone dash Valentrol, one puff daily, fluticasone nasal spray, 50 mcg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, gabapentin 100 mg QPM, Humalog sliding scale coverage, lactulose 30 ml Q8 hour, minocycline 100 mg BID.